For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Amy Marcy Cheney was born in 1867 in Henniker, New Hampshire. Amy's musical ability was apparent already as a toddler. Her mother reported that little Amy instinctively sang a counter melody to her mother's lullabies. She completed her first musical compositions at age 4, and her enthusiasm for the piano was so great that her strict Calvinist parents would punish her by not letting her play it. She made her debut as a pianist at age 16. 2 years later, in 1885, she had a very busy year. In March, she made her first performance with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, playing the Chopin Piano Concerto in F. In June, she was taken to the doctor with a bruised finger. And in November of that year, Amy became that doctor's bride. Slightly older than Amy's own father, Dr. Henry H. A. Beach was a distinguished surgeon and physician and a widower. Married ladies of status were not supposed to perform in public in those days, so with nothing to practice the piano for, within weeks of her marriage, she began work on her first large-scale composition, the Mass in E-flat for chorus, vocal soloists, organ, and orchestra. Quite an undertaking for a fledgling composer. This piece was published and premiered with great success and established her reputation as a composer. Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, as she became known, was exceedingly famous in her day, celebrated during her lifetime as the foremost woman composer in the United States. She produced 300 works, including pieces for orchestra, chamber works, choral pieces, and songs. She had a virtuoso piano technique and an extraordinary memory. She was interested in philosophy and science and was fluent in German and French. As a composer, she could produce large-scale works in a few days. Her symphony in E minor, Opus 32, The Gaelic, was the first symphony to be composed by an American woman. She wrote it when she was 27. The Boston Symphony Orchestra premiered it in 1896 in the Boston Music Hall. The premiere was glowingly reviewed, excitedly received, and generated many more performances of the work in Boston and many other cities. The Gaelic Symphony uses a set of melodies of Ivernia, Old Ireland, whose simple, rugged, and unpretentious beauty appealed to her. Irish folk and popular music was part of the cultural heritage of Boston, a city with a large Irish-American population. In her use of Anglo-American folk music, Beach began a movement that culminated in the American works of Charles Ives, Virgil Thompson, and Aaron Copland. Beach also developed themes from her own song, Dark as the Night, in this symphony. In writing about the third movement, Beach speaks of the Irish tunes expressing the laments of a primitive people, their romance, and their dreams. The last movement, which uses only original themes, tries to express the rough, primitive character of the Celtic people, their sturdy daily life, their passions and battles, and the elemental nature of their processes of thought and its resulting action. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March on KMFA.